And now let's return to Egypt to get a quick update on what's happening there in Cairo. We're joined by the Egypt correspondent for the Global Post, John Jensen. Good morning, John.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you actually in Cairo? Are you near Tahrir Square?
Yeah, I'm a few blocks away from Tahrir Square. I spent the morning there, and you know, it's the second day back for the Egyptians to go back to work. Banks are open now, but still, there are tens of thousands occupying Tahrir Square, and they seem bent on one thing, that's getting Hosni Mubarak out of power.
Well, at the same time that the protesters are there in Tahrir Square, we're reporting on these negotiations going on between the Vice President Omar Suleiman and opposition groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood, not limited to them, though. What do the protesters feel about that? Do they feel as though there's something positive, a positive step forward, and some real reforms could come out of those negotiations?
Absolutely. I mean, the protesters are excited to move forward with negotiations, but not at the cost of keeping President Mubarak in power for the next, say, 6 to 7 months. Many of the protesters I talked to said they absolutely won't leave Tahrir Square, even if the economy keeps getting worse and this once heavily trafficked artery to Cairo is still clogged. They will remain here in tents, and they're digging in. You know, businesses have makeshift businesses and vendors have moved into the area. It's almost become a city within a city.
Well, is it possible that perhaps Cairo and Egypt could just absorb the presence of the protesters there and continue to move forward and almost ignore them at this point?
Sorry, our line is bad. Did you say ignore them?
Yeah, could they just move forward and there's this tent city there of protesters who continue to protest while the country moves forward?
Well, I mean, it's possible that the country could move forward, but again, this is one of the most, if not the biggest traffic hubs in all of Cairo. It's really where all roads lead to Tahrir Square. It's a symbol for whether or not the country can move forward, both financially and you know, socially. And if protesters stay, I think it's going to be very hard for businesses to resume as they were, you know, in let's say, early January. So the government is desperately trying to get the protesters to leave, but again, their only demand right now from different walks of life, whether they're Muslim Brotherhood members or, you know, secular opposition members, or the rich, the poor, male, female, they want President Mubarak to leave, and they're not leaving Tahrir until he does.
Well, what is their view of some of the other constitutional reforms that Vice President Suleiman has offered in terms of limiting the powers of the police, in terms of opening up free elections? Is still the departure of Mubarak the number one only sticking point? That's it, no matter what else is offered.
I'm sorry, our line is so awful right now. Can you repeat that for me?
That's okay. We're nearly out of time. That's John Jensen. He's the Egypt correspondent for the Global Post. He's actually very near to Tahrir Square in Cairo, talking about the tens of thousands of protesters still camped out there. He actually describes a sort of refugee city there in the middle of Egypt's capital, still demanding that President Hosni Mubarak step down.